The Slim Fast 14-day effect on your New Year's resolution. Day one, the new year. You want to kick it off with a bang, and you're not just talking about fireworks. Day 14, you're ready to start this year right, looking great and preferably on top.
2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. Swap two meals a day for Slim Fast protein shakes or bars, get in a 30-minute workout, and stick to a 1,200-calorie diet to lose up to 6 pounds in your first 14 days. Find Slim Fast in the store near you.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
AfterBuzz TV. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
Woo! So exciting. It's the 100th episode of the Vampire Diaries.
100!
And, oh, wow, this is the perfect song. This is what this episode was. It was called 500 Years of Solitude, episode 100 of the Vampire Diaries.
Woo!
We are here at AfterBuzz to break it down for you guys. I'm Paige Sullivan, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host.
I'm Roxy Stryer, and I am so excited. I literally, can't contain myself.
She's bursting.
It was amazing.
It was every piece of this episode. We've been talking about the Vampire Diaries and how we felt they need to step it up, and this episode was everything.
So good. And I don't even care if people at home are like, it wasn't that good. I don't care. I thought it was literally amazing as a true fan of this show. Not that other people aren't true fans. Everybody who watches and is a true fan. But I literally could not be happier with the way that this episode turned out. I think that they were really true to the show. Mm-hmm. And there were all these stories. Oh, it was just so good.
They just took you through it. You know, they really took you through the ringer with this episode with every character.
Yep, absolutely. Especially if you've been watching this show and originals, just the way everything tied in and the characters we brought back with the originals and all the other characters who I'm sure we'll talk about in a little bit. It just, we got everything I needed.
So general opinion, there wasn't anything that was missing for you with this 100th episode.
Missing, no. Would I have divided the time up a little differently? Yes. Obviously, you guys know that I happen to be a huge fan of a certain Caroline Klaus couple on the show. I really could have used a little more Jenna, a little more Alaric, a little more Tyler maybe, but they were all there, and that's what matters.
And that's what a 100th episode truly is.
Right.
I mean, it's bringing all of the characters you know and love back. And luckily, we have Bonnie and Jeremy who can just, see dead people.
Oh, right.
So we can just have them appear.
Of course.
Whereas on a normal television show, you can't have that.
Although it is a little confusing sometimes when somebody walks into a room, when Catherine appears. I'm like, did she just walk downstairs or is she dead?
And with Tyler, we're like, wait, no, he's alive. Or is he dead?
Because Bonnie saw him first. So did something happen to Tyler?
No. But Tyler is alive. But so we're just going to really go through this episode and break it down as the episode happened because it was all over the place. There were so many different things happening. It was a little hard to take in and grasp everything at once. But we start out in Bulgaria in 1490. And Catherine Pierce is pregnant. Or she was Petrova back then. Catherine Petrova is pregnant. And she has her baby.
Right.
And it gets taken from her, basically.
Right. And we already knew that this happened, but it still is, of course, an emotional scene. And the father won't let her hold the baby because she's so young and pregnant.
And disgrace the family
and whatnot. And I really think that they were trying to start us off in the 100th episode being like, remember what happened to Catherine. Mm-hmm. Remember why people, even though they hate her, this is why she is who she is. So don't just write off her death as, good, I want Catherine to be gone. Remember what happened to her and feel bad for her.
Right. And we all know Catherine's not the greatest gal out there. But
she's done some bad things.
She's done a lot of bad things. And, you know, just seeing who she was prior to that makes you think about who she is now. You know, this timeline, she's been around for 500 years. Seeing from the beginning till the end is kind of interesting.
It's crazy. And I honestly think that The Vampire Diaries is really onto something. thing. It's a new drinking game. Mm-hmm. Can you name all the things that Catherine Pierce has done that were horrible? And when you name something worse than the horrible thing, then you should drink even more. So mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure if you guys were playing at home that you are passed out by now and not even listening to us until the next day.
Yeah.
Because they would have been maybe 100 shots deep if they were forgetting a lot of things.
Right. Like the group of them, I think they said they went through 4 bottles of bourbon or something that. And I love how when they are doing that, though, Elena walks in, she's like, "You're cut off. Stop drinking to Jeremy." Yeah. And it's funny. Somebody tweeted, they're like, "I love how the show just neglects the fact they're all underage drinking."
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
They're vampires. I mean, I don't think vampires have a drinking age.
Huh.
To be honest. But so we have – so she's having this flashback, though, to Bulgaria and when she's having her baby and it's ripped away. And then we see her in the hospital and they're bringing her back. And the only person with her at first is Stefan, and then Nadia pops in. But Stefan, this entire episode, sticks by her side.
Yeah, he really does. And – it's not that I was surprised, because Stefan has always been a rock for anybody who needed it. And we know that when Catherine was debating jumping off the building, Stefan went and literally caught her. Mm-hmm. But I was a little surprised with how much he went full circle. You know, if we go back a couple seasons, his hatred for her is so strong mm-hmm. that it's very hard to realize, how did we get to this point? You know, he slept with her. Like, oh my God, you have to think about retrogressing. You know, he's going back to the old Stefan. Mm-hmm. Do I hate it? No. Mm-mm. And part of me thinks I should, but I really don't. I kind of realize in this moment, I think that he loves her and doesn't even know what to do with that because she's dying.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that because we talk about fate and the doppelgangers and kind of, you know, for the doppelgangers, we had, you know, the two originals, and then we have Stefan and Catherine, and they were supposed to basically be drawn together. That's kind of what the universe is going for. And Elena just kind of popped in there because she was like another doppelganger. Which,
right.
So is Stefan truly meant to be with Catherine or truly meant to be with Elena? You know, and it seems more to me that this episode, everything points to the fact that he has realized his love for Catherine.
Right. I agree with that, especially after him supporting Damon so much throughout the episode.
And Elena telling her to go for it.
Right, and Elena. However, I think we're going to have a major issue here. We'll talk about this later, of course, what ends up happening mm-hmm. with Catherine. But this was not a selfless act by Catherine, and I think that Stefan's going to have a really hard time forgiving Catherine for what she has done. Now.
Well, I have things to say on that, but I will wait till we get to that because I'm not quite sure of how it went down. I'm confused about it, but
we'll
address it. But so Stefan brings her home to die, which is the nice thing to do. You know, if you know there's nothing to cure her, you bring her home, make her comfortable. And while they're bringing her home, we have Elena who's wallowing. We have Damon who's drunk himself into a stupor, and the boys help Damon and the girls help Elena. And
right.
It's this breakup mess.
Right. It was the girls' club and they were eating breakfast and doing girlies and the boys' club and Damon's ripping shots and they're all like
and then
drinking
he joins boys. Them.
Yeah. So I like the juxtaposition of the two, like how mm-hmm. you deal with the breakup, especially because we knew that, yes, Damon was the one who broke up with Elena, but obviously, he's equally, if not more, crushed than Elena.
Because he thinks he's doing it for a good reason.
Right. It's not like he broke up with her and was like, "Hey, peace. Like, I don't care about you anymore." He's just so head over heels in love with her and really thinks that he's doing the selfless thing.
Right.
So they're both completely devastated. But I'm very glad that the 100th episode didn't focus on that as the sole thing. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. there's such a bigger thing going on that had the 100th episode been about that, people would have been like, okay, hello, bigger picture here.
And we've seen it so many times before.
Right.
So I honestly think even just the way this episode went down and the things we heard and how Stefan was kind of pushing them towards each other, I think their reconciliation isn't going to be that big of a deal. I think it's going to be a talk, it's going to be a thing, but it's not going to be this epic coming back together thing.
I don't know. I do think this show, when they can have epic moments, they do have epic moments, and this can be an epic moment. But in my heart, it's not an epic moment because – been there, done that.
It's like a bump in the road.
Right. And I love them. I'll be more upset, though, if they don't come back together quickly. Because especially after all, Stefan giving his blessing over and over now. Just do it. Just suck it up and realize you're supposed to be together.
Well, we saw from previews, it probably isn't going to happen next episode. But like maybe after that. But we're all playing this drinking game. You know, they're saying all the things. And I have to say.
We all?
Well, they were. They were.
I wish we were.
Yeah, I wish we were. We don't drink here at AfterBuzz. We want to give you quality shows. They probably wouldn't be that good if we...
Yeah, nothing's in this mug of mine.
If we participated. But so they're playing this drinking game, and I love how Jeremy, though, is like, well, she killed me. And then she tried to kill me again and just leaves me there. Like, he seriously, yeah. I think, may take the cake in
and
regards
to...
And
then she ran me into a pole. And then...
left me for dead again. Like, granted, she's done horrible things to everyone else, but he has been killed by her multiple times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And honestly, I don't think a single bone in Jeremy's body is, like, feeling bad that she's dying. He is good riddance for sure.
Yeah, he even says at one point, somebody walks in and goes, oh, Caroline, at the end, she goes, so what are we doing? He goes, oh, waiting for her to bite it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's sweet.
Like, for him, it's like how we sit for entertainment. We watch Vampire Diaries. He sits for entertainment and he watches Catherine Pierce
die.
He
just, like, waits so he can celebrate.
Ooh, this is fun.
And she's upstairs and she says to Stephanie, I know they're talking about me, but, like, what, you know, of course they're going to say bad things about me. I'm Catherine Pierce. Like, I'm awful.
Yeah.
And then she wants to also die glamorously.
She is very self-aware. I'll give her that.
I love how she's literally dying and she's like, do you think I have age spots? Are my hands wrinkly? If they're wrinkly, just kill me now.
It's, yeah, I know.
Okay, Catherine.
I know. And all the gray hair. Honestly, I could see, I could just see her aging and looking so, I mean, at the time she looked worn out, whatever, but looking so beautiful with gray hair that it almost pissed me off. I was like, Nina, I hate you, girl.
She, like, can't look bad. Even, like, when she's being tortured and she's dying, she still looks good.
I know. I'm like, how you rock the silver fox? Like,
and constantly.
Beyond me.
But so as, you know, Stefan's talking to Catherine and trying to pep her up a bit, Nadia is, like, attacking Matt in the basement. And I was like, wait, does this have to do with that knife we just really, like, that was around for a while? Or, like, what happened?
I didn't realize what a crazy B-I-T-C-H Nadia was before
crazy.
Tonight. I know where she gets it from, though. Honestly, Matt straight up just could have died.
Like, I mean, she
took off his
him.
Ring and then she buried him alive. I'm sorry. What? Weren't you, like, this sweet little girl who came into town and were like...
To find her mom.
To find my mom and, like, mommy, I want to forgive you and all the... Was this the master plan all along? I mean, you fooled me.
And I love how it's like a game. She's like, so, guys, I have buried Matt somewhere in the yard.
Yeah.
On the property, which is
so
huge.
You're going to help me because otherwise your friend... He's gonna die.
And they, I mean, granted they were gonna find him anyways, but like he seriously could have died if they didn't find him.
I mean, 1 hour down there, he's dead.
Yeah.
And they didn't even find him. It wasn't them. It was the originals.
I know. Rebecca, man. And Klaus. Klaus found him.
That, you asked me before if there was one thing I could have gone with. A Rebecca Matt moment other than a smile. Like, even though we already had our other original moment, maybe a peck or an embrace of some sort.
Yeah, but I think what they had was what they needed, because, you know, what they had over that summer, it was lust, it was fun, it was fun and games, but it wasn't love or anything. I think truly at the heart of it, they're friends. Like,
that's
they're really
true.
Good friends.
You're
and
right.
She was there to be his good friend.
I'm just a sucker for romance, man.
I know.
And with Matt, I feel like Matt is such the good guy and good
he
guy.
He never gets the girl.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes it's just true that good guys finish last, and I just want to see him on top for once.
Mm-hmm.
I just do, you know, like... poor him getting buried and not being having any powers and having the ring taken from
I know,
come
poor
on,
Matt.
I know.
But in exchange for this, Elena and Stefan go with Nadia. And
right.
She has, like, this master plan to, you know, basically make Catherine a traveler. Like, put her in somebody else's body. And
right.
She claims she's going to put her in her body. It's weird how they, like, say a word and then their eyes go black and they just turn into somebody else.
That is weird. But all I can think about when we talk about them going with her is... The dripping blood. I just kept looking at you like it was like.
Yeah.
Just the.
Roxy couldn't focus on the words because of the dripping blood.
Thank God that we watch with the subtitles on because sometimes I can't even hear what's. All I can hear is the drip, drip, drip.
Mm-hmm.
And you turn to me and you go, how do you cover these shows? Because they're like so gory.
Yeah, I don't get why you do it.
I don't. Because I'm obsessed and I love it. And maybe I'm a little bit of a masochist. Who knows? But honestly, I am watching all the noise. I'm sure somebody at home has to agree with me. Like the dripping of the blood. Woo, baby.
Yeah, but it didn't seem like... So we go back and forth to the house, but, like, they go into the house, and then Mia shows up, and then the travelers, like, steal their rings, and so they can't leave the house.
Right.
And then they start chanting, and then they slit their wrists for blood, and then they just basically
and
leave.
And they're not healing.
They're not healing, and then when they do heal, they just walk away.
I'm still curious about why they weren't healing.
I think it's whatever the chant they were doing.
Oh.
I think the chant was, like, a... You know, it's kind of like a... They're a form of a witch, the
yeah,
travelers.
Yeah, that's the problem. The problem is I don't understand what a traveler is to the full extent yet because we haven't seen the full powers of a traveler. We see the eye thing and then they can take over a body. We know that they're a form of a witch, as you just said, but I've never seen, like, the strongest traveler, what they can do and how they do it. So I guess you're right. They probably were doing some chant, like, vampire don't heal chant.
Yeah, it was, like, something. It was something to basically overpower
them. Stephen and Elena didn't seem too worried, though. No, they were just like, all right, let me just drip, drip.
I know. And while that's happening, everybody else is looking for... You know, well, before all of this happened, actually, before they even leave with Nadia, the bomb was dropped to everybody that Stefan had slept with Catherine.
Yeah. I mean, Caroline had already known. Caroline, come on, girl. Come on, girl. Be a good friend to Elena.
Should have told her.
Yeah, you should have told her.
But she was also going through a breakup. So, like, what are you going to be like? Oh, your boyfriend just dumped you and your ex-boyfriend just slept with your doppelganger.
Yes.
You would like that. You'd prefer that. Like, just take it all at once. Just, like, lay it on me.
It's not that I would prefer that to not knowing. It's that I would prefer that to finding out the way that she did, you know? Obviously, she... Not obviously, but in my opinion, she has no right to be angry because...
No. Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah. I mean, because was she not sleeping with Damon?
I mean, you're sleeping with her brother, yeah. So...
Except not anymore, and you broke both their hearts at this point, I guess. But honestly, I just think... Caroline, girl, you know, you would be so pissed if that happened to you and you found out that way. And Caroline's a bit of a gossip anyway, so go ahead and gossip. Do your thing.
I know. I think too much was probably happening for her to even think about it. But so then they're walking in the woods and we find out Bonnie and Jeremy slept together, which I thought was a given, but apparently it wasn't.
Yeah, I know. We've just known about them for so long that when Caroline didn't know about them, I was surprised. And then she was like, Elena doesn't know. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is kind of a secret.
It's like her brother.
You know, we're in on the secret because we're watching the show. Obviously.
We're watching it.
Yeah. Did you know something? I actually watched the show.
Yeah.
You
watch it? I'm usually there. I've seen it.
But I forget sometimes. Who knows and who doesn't? So let's just talk about that for a second. Who does know at this point? So Caroline knows that Bonnie and Jeremy.
And then Bonnie and Jeremy.
And then Bonnie and Jeremy.
Probably Matt knows. I mean, I don't know who knows.
No Damon? No Stefan?
I mean, they didn't say it because they hadn't done it prior to her coming back from the dead.
Right.
And so it's like a fairly new thing. And I don't think she even says to Caroline, like, I didn't know I had to tell you.
Are we hiding it from Elena on purpose?
No, I don't think so. I think it just hasn't been
discussed.
I mean, that's another thing. Elena's going through all of this. We had all of this stuff happening with Silas and all of that. When was there really time to say, oh, FYI, also Bonnie slept with Jeremy?
I just think that the Bonnie-Jeremy relationship, it's not that I don't like it because I do, but how creepy is it that they can both be sitting in the room with somebody who's dead and they can both be talking to that person?
It's creepy, but at least they can do it together.
Absolutely, and it makes them match made in heaven or match made on the other side or
match
whatever.
Match made on the, like,
wherever
barrier.
You want to call it. But I just think, like, they could be having sex and she could have somebody pass through her and then all of a sudden Jeremy can talk to that person. Like,
no thanks.
Weird.
Yeah, no. So
weird.
It's so funny because this whole episode, there's like three or four different things happening at the same time. So at this moment, Stefan and Elena are having this curse put on them, whatever's happening, blood being drained. We have them looking for Matt. And then we have Damon, who's basically like sedating Catherine and putting like horrible thoughts into her head. And he almost tries to suffocate her, but Liz stops him.
Yeah, we haven't seen Liz in a minute. So
no, we haven't.
I was glad that she was back. And then we see John, and he comes into the whatever, and then we see Elijah, and he's there in a dream. I was glad that Damon didn't murder Catherine.
Me too. That would have just been the worst.
Because I would have just been like, huh?
Why?
Well, she's literally about to die. Just let her go.
I know. But he's mean, and he, like, gets in her thoughts. And, like, when she sees her family murdered by Klaus, he tells her how it's all her fault and all of this stuff. It's like, she's dying.
Right.
She's dying. Just let her die.
But to play devil's advocate, apparently Damon was the only one who knows Catherine Pierce as well, because she doesn't die. She takes over his ex-girlfriend's body. So, you know, had Damon just killed her.
No, I agree.
This wouldn't have been a problem. I think that we as human beings, as vampire, whatever, as person,
as people,
Jesus Christ, as people, we want to see the best in other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Damon is one of the few people who's able to look past that.
Yeah.
And
Liz tells him, she's like, you know, try and prove her wrong. Like,
right.
Don't be just like her. Because he says, I'm just like her. She says, prove her wrong. Don't be Catherine.
And sometimes, most of the time, it's good to see the best in somebody. But sometimes you get burned. And this is one of those times we're all getting burned.
Mm-hmm. And so while that's happening, we get our first moment of the night where Roxy kind of loses it. Klaus surprises Caroline. Nothing happens this time, but he just kind of pops up on her.
Can't. I mean, if you watch our Vampire Diaries after show, which I'm assuming you do because if you're hearing my voice, you're watching. And if you watch our Originals after show, which we do on Tuesdays, you would know that I cannot let Klaus and Caroline go.
No, she can't.
I mean, they're trying to stick Klaus with other girls. They're trying to have Caroline be with Jesse or
Tyler.
Enough. Basta. I cannot have it. I don't care. Honestly, you guys know I love Damon and Elena. I do, but that's a little side project for me right now. Klaus and Caroline are everything. They are endgame. They are perfect. And never have I wanted something more. And I did not think they were going to give it to me. And we're not there yet. I know. But just having him come back, that would have been almost enough. But.
Well, I feel like this whole episode, though, we see that all of these couples, besides Bonnie and Jeremy, so say Catherine and Stefan, not that they're a couple, but they were a couple, and Damon and Elena, and Caroline and Klaus, we realize, like, one is, like, supposedly the good person, and the other one's the bad one, and they're, like, fighting to, like, not love each other, but to love each other and to look past these bad things and and change each other. And it's, like, these dynamics are in all of these couples. And it's so strange to see how each of them deals with it differently. Like, Elena's so ready to just, like, love Damon, and he doesn't want her to love him. And Stefan's trying to look past Catherine, and Klaus is trying to, like, make Caroline just, like, admit she loves him.
That's a really good point. I've actually never thought of it like that. And I'm trying to think in life, is that typically true, that one of the people is better, quote unquote, than the other.
I don't think so. I think for the show, it makes sense because it makes these relationships more dynamic and intense and, you know, with the flip-flopping of who loves who and who doesn't love who. But I don't think in real life you necessarily have to date a bad person or a good person to be a good couple or to be a couple.
No, I'm not saying that you have to.
No, but like there's a I don't think that dynamic exists.
But it is interesting that other than, you're right, Bonnie and Jeremy, who I think are on very even ground, one person is the worst person or whatever. But that person is usually the one who's more skeptical to be with the good person because they don't want to bring that person down.
Unless you're Catherine Pierce and then you just suck them all in and let them all hang out to
dry. I don't know. She kind of wants what's best for Stefan too.
She does, but she's hurt him over and over. Like, and doesn't care.
I would disagree with the doesn't care part.
You think she just does it? She constantly does it. Like, in the first seasons, she would, like, toy with him all the time.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to lose him, but I don't think she doesn't care.
Okay, but it's still not nice.
Certainly not.
Not nice. But so we have that little peek of Klaus and Caroline, which is great. But really, all we have happening is Damon going into her head, and then before that happens, we pop back to Mystic Falls, and it's the 1800s, and we see Catherine riding in her little horse and buggy, and who does she stumble upon?
Stefan. And this goes back to the doppelganger theory, you know, that they're meant to be together. I don't know. It's a weird thing to actually believe you're destined to be with someone, love at first sight kind of thing. Do I think it exists? Yeah, call me a hopeless romantic, whatever you want. But, yeah, I actually do. And that's why I feel like Stefan and Catherine are endgame, too.
I agree. And I think, you know, she even says, I never believe in this doppelganger stuff. Like, I don't believe in it. She's like, but I truly think that what could it have been but fate? She said there was a tree down in the road. His wheel was broken, and I'm driving through town. I mean, what are the chances that we just bump into each other like that? That doesn't just happen.
The one in a million.
Whoa.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then so as this is happening and we're realizing that we think the fate lies with Stefan and Catherine, it gets awkward between Stefan and Elena, and he's kind of telling her, she's apologizing to him for judging him, basically.
Is this part of the drip drip?
This is during the drip drip, so maybe you didn't hear it all, but she's apologizing to Stefan for judging his actions. And, you know, he says to her, don't give up on Damon and don't let him give up on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that's huge. That was huge.
You never gave up on me, so don't give up on him and don't let him give up on you.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so good.
I mean, who knows with this show? Maybe next week Stefan will change his mind and he's like, no, give up on him.
He's
I'm
like,
the
seriously,
one.
He's worse.
Yeah, yeah. But just ever having those words come out of his mouth, and then we'll get to the little bromantic moment we have later. But I was like, this is huge growth for Stefan.
Because even at the beginning of the season, he was still so angry and hurt.
Right. Not to just let it be, but to actually be happy and fight for his brother. Not with him, but for him. Huge.
And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that Catherine's dying. And he's seeing this person who's been a part of his life for so long, who never really found, like, her happy place. She never found the one thing or person that just made her and right. happy. And so he's watching her basically die, and he knows that the one thing that will make Damon happy forever is Elena. And for him to just kind of be the bigger person and to just say those things, it means a lot for
right.
Stefan.
Well, are we talking about Damon and Stefan's conversation now?
Well, no, I'm still talking about it. I just think watching Catherine die or, like, dying makes him realize, like, he can't let other people in his life not do things because they're afraid or because of what they think will happen.
Right, and it's interesting because a lot of – if we look at this, like, Stefan's looking at Catherine dying thinking I'm losing my happy mm-hmm. ending, then if most people are losing their happy ending – a lot of times, they'll want to take other people's happy endings. Mm-hmm. But Stefan, who's inherently good, instead of wanting to take somebody else's happy ending, realizes, wow, my happy ending might be getting ripped from me. I don't want anybody else to ever feel this pain.
Mm-hmm. Or what he thought, even if it's not that he's in love with Catherine anymore, right. at one point he loved her and he thought she was it.
Right. It's hard to say because, you know, he's definitely holding back his feelings. And I can't sit here and tell you, like, oh my God, he's head over heels for her and love by, mm-hmm. and I'm positive because he's not showing that, but I do think he's feeling strongly for her, even if he won't say it.
And so you see that in his interactions with other people this episode. But, you know, they're leaving basically this little seance, whatever's happening with these chanting and the blood. But Klaus is with Caroline again and he says, don't worry, I found your friend Matt. Now can you, like, calm down for a second? And we don't get anything there either. And we jump to Rebecca and Matt, which I loved. I knew it was going to be her, too. I knew.
I know. You said that. And I was like, no, we're not going to get everyone back. But it was. And just Matt's face when he sees her, like, phew. You know? Like, I'm not about to fight somebody
right.
getting out of this coffin that mm-hmm. – it was actually the thing that – Stefan was stuck in.
Yeah, it's the exact same safe that he was thrown in the water with.
Creepy.
So creepy. But Matt's alive. Rebecca's there. It's a cute little moment.
Right.
So we get our Rebecca, you know, fix for the episode, which is nice.
Right.
And that's what I love about the 100th episode is you get a little bit of everybody. And so first we're getting the originals, and I'm getting really excited. And then Damon is in Catherine's head and makes her see Jenna, makes her see John, makes her see, like, these people and Elijah and all these people. And I'm like, oh, whoa.
That Elijah moment was a little weird. I mean,
I thought it was mean.
She, like, grabbed Elijah's face. And, I mean, on this past week on the originals, sorry if you guys don't watch, but I have to segue for a second. On the originals, mm-hmm. we heard Elijah say that he's had two loves of his life. And one of them we know is a girl named Celeste. Mm-hmm. And the other one we assume to be Catherine Pierce.
Because he was in love with her. They've said it multiple times.
Right. So I am surprised that if Rebecca and Klaus came back, that Elijah didn't actually come back.
I know, and he didn't.
He didn't.
And I, again, if you watch the originals, I think it would have a lot to do with maybe Haley and the pregnancy.
Right, and the situation that he's in.
So I think that may be why he didn't come back, but I'm glad we at least saw him.
Right, I'm glad we saw him too. And I think that, luckily for me, this wasn't a romantic moment. It was more of a, I once loved you, I'm here to say goodbye.
Exactly.
Even though that's not what was actually, in her mind, that's what was going on.
It looked like that's what was
going
on.
She grabbed his face, and it wasn't like, I'm grabbing your face because I'm going to grab you and make out with you. It was like, my dear old friend, my past love, thank mm-hmm. you. And then it's just Damon, you asshole.
Yeah, you asshole, but don't worry, Nadia comes in and just rips his head off, basically.
Because Nadia's crazy.
She is insane. Like, I wanted to give that girl the benefit of the doubt, but everything that she does is insane.
Insane.
And so Nadia comes in, and she's basically they do this little spell, and they're going to try and make them switch, like, her to be a traveler inside of Nadia.
Right. Well, they have this moment. And
it was really sweet.
Right. It was sweet. And Catherine explained something that I thought was very interesting. She says, you losing you, not being able to hold you, not keeping you was the biggest regret of my life,
mm-hmm.
even though she really didn't have a choice, but biggest regret of my life. And since you, I have fought for everything.
Because she didn't fight. I think she feels like she didn't fight hard enough
right.
for Nadia.
And she says, I fought for everything. And if you think about it, she's almost fought for too many things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been the problem. But she never wanted to have another regret. So she fought for every guy. She fought for every opportunity. She fought to stay alive every time. And that was a little foreshadowing for tonight's episode that, what, were we dumb to think that she wasn't going to fight to stay alive? I mean, tricks on me that I was ever thinking, oh, Catherine Pierce might die tonight. Ha, ha, ha. You know, like, this bitch fights. And she fights always.
Yeah, I didn't see her dying. But the way they were setting it up was really like she was being forgiven by Elena and she's really confessing her true feelings. And she even says, you know, I'm okay to go now because I've seen my beautiful daughter. And this is where I won't bring up exactly what happened at the end just yet, but this is where I get confused.
Me too.
Because she says, you can travel in me. And she's explaining this to Catherine. And then she's crying and then she storms out and gets mad at her.
Was that for show?
But nobody else was in there except for dead Damon.
Right.
On the floor.
But he was on the floor.
But and he was dead.
But he was awake. Remember, he opens his eyes at the end. Not that they knew that.
So. But so what I'm wondering is, because we all know the end result. She is now in Elena.
Right.
And she was supposed to be in Nadia.
And Nadia's, yeah.
And so is the spell that they said to actually put her, were they saying things in another language? They were speaking Czech. Were they saying things in Czech that said you will actually be going into Elena's body and just saying that?
So we have to talk about this when we get to it because
that's what
I'm confused, but Let's put a little asterisk there, and we'll come back to it.
Well, that's why I'm saying that whole scene confused me. But so we leave that. She kind of leaves, and then Catherine sedates herself, and she just wants to sleep a little bit more.
Yeah. But what
and
happens
then,
next?
Okay, and so what happens next is Klaus and Caroline. So he's basically begging her. He says, I will not taunt Catherine. You gave Tyler a choice. Now give me one. Like, I will leave you forever if you just say the truth right now.
Will you give me that choice? Will you give me that choice? And she, like, comes off very strong and says something kind of mean. And then she's like, do you promise me? Do you promise me that you will not come back here ever? And he says, yeah. And she says, so I can tell you how I actually feel.
Yeah.
And they're wanting you to think that she's going to say, like, F you or whatever. Yeah. And then all I wrote down was, oh, my sex.
I wrote,
oh,
star
my sex.
Star sex.
I don't think I've ever felt this excited in my entire life.
Like, we've been waiting for this for so long.
We've not only been waiting for it, but did not see it coming.
And the way they did it with a kiss, like it was a nice kiss, and then it was just like fierce, like fire.
Because if the only thing had happened would have been the kiss, I would have been like, that was too slow to move into the kiss. You know, the buildup was so long, and then the kiss was like kind of passionate. But then there was a throwing against the tree.
Ripping the shirt off.
And I was like,
it was all too good.
That
but
was
that's
like
all
my
we saw.
50 Shades.
That is all we saw, though. I just wanted more.
I thought we were coming back to it post-commercial. We did not.
No, she was like, oh, we'll come back to them. No.
Because how could we not? The only thing, the next thing we see with her is she's pulling leaves out of her hair.
Yeah,
and
but
hello,
it was
Tyler.
It was great, and I loved every second of it. And he rips her shirt off, and she's got, like, this banging body. I cannot deal with her body.
Okay, she honestly did, and I don't know how she got her body, but I do know that with Slim Fast, 2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. 14 days, the only thing higher than your confidence will be your hemline. So this podcast is brought to you by Slim Fast.
Yes. So if you want to look like Caroline, I don't know which. That girl must work for that body. She looks so, so good.
I mean, apparently she is doing something that works for her because.
It works for Klaus.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know.
That was so good. But
everything.
But it's like we thought we were going to come back to more sex, but we come back to bromance, like a little bromance on the stoop.
Yeah, I know. We just, tonight's episode, maybe it needed to be 2 hours long. Yeah. You know? Like, could I put that request in?
Well, it's over now, so.
I mean.
Maybe the 200th episode, you can request that.
Do you think I'll get there?
I would hope, but I don't know. I mean, you never know, but.
You never know.
You never know.
Okay, but I'm, like, not ready to move on from the Caroline Klaus thing. I don't really have much more to say about it, but I'm not ready to move on.
Well,
just because I know we have to, and we don't have 2 hours here either.
No, we do
but
not.
I literally thought that this was everything, and I cannot make that clear enough. Okay, fine.
Okay, and so that happened.
And so that happened.
It happened. And then we get Damon and Stefan, and they're basically, you know, bonding and stuff. Well, actually, first Stefan comes to say goodbye to Catherine.
Yeah, and he wants has her to close her eyes. It was so cute.
Yeah, and he wants to, like, help her find peace, and he helps her awake with her parents and her baby, and it's, like, the sweetest thing ever. And you think she's dead, but she's not dead.
It makes you wonder if you went back to that moment, and that's how it played out, you know?
Did that change the course of her life?
Right, you know? It's like that Gwyneth Paltrow, the sliding doors, you know? Like, can one thing like that, not that that was a small thing, it was a monumental thing.
Oh, gosh,
can one thing, can one day really make all the difference in your entire, what is it, 500 years that she's been, whatever. I mean, I really think had he, even if he had just let her hold the baby, would things have been different? I don't know.
And so we know that Stefan's giving her her peace and he gives her a kiss on the forehead. And then here's little Elena like, oh, Elena, leave.
They're having a moment. I get that you still have a little feeling for Stefan. Leave.
Seriously.
Be gone.
Out.
Isn't that so funny how you can... It can be the same actress and, like, one of the characters you love sometimes and one of them you hate and it switches off all the time.
But she's so good. Nina's so good.
Oh, my God.
So.
Amazing.
But then we cut to the boys on the step and they're having this moment. And it's really cute.
Here's what I took away from this.
Okay.
Even though this is a line you hear in movies all the time, and maybe it's just because you guys know I'm obsessed with Ian, but when Damon says, I can't live without her, that to me was just so... gut-wrenching because saying that and then saying that he still wasn't going to live with her, like, what does that mean? I really believed him when he said, I cannot live without her. And when a vampire says that, well,
you're going to live forever.
You can because you will. Mm-hmm. And she's now going to live forever. You know, she's not the human Elena anymore. So I just felt really bad because he really thinks so little of himself that he knows he can't live without her, but he won't let her live with him, you know?
Yeah.
It hurt me.
It was really hard to watch. And I love seeing Ian kind of play that kind of role for Damon, being sensitive and being, you know, open and vulnerable to his brother. And I love that the most, that he's talking to his brother, who he knows everything they've gone through is crazy, but that is the most important. Like, he can open up to his brother.
Right. And his brother's kind of looking at him saying, don't mess this up.
Yeah.
You know, come on, bro, don't mess this up. And I was like, yeah. Don't mess this up. Like, just because you don't think you deserve something doesn't mean that you shouldn't have it.
No, exactly. And if she's willing to love you, let her love you. I mean, that's it.
Especially because I think that your love to her is everything.
Right. And so we pop back in the house and they're all, you know, chit-chatting, whatever. Caroline walks in. She's got stuff on her hair. And then Matt kind of asks Bonnie who she see. Well, they're talking about when Catherine dies, will she pass through Bonnie? And then the topic of who does she see comes up. And so we get all our favorites back. I mean, we start with Vicky.
She was the biggest surprise of the night for me. Because,
really? You didn't see that coming?
It's not that I didn't see it coming. It's just that she's been gone from the show for so long that I was really happy that they thought to include her.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? We have Matt, and it's the one person he lost that Bonnie can see.
Right. But because of that, you would think we would see her more often, but we don't.
No.
And I was really happy that she did come back and she had her moment, you know? Mm-hmm. She wasn't the whole episode, but she had her 30 seconds and it was like, oh, hey, Vicky.
Yeah, and she tells Matt, like, tell Matt I love him, which I love, because it's his sister. It's all he really has. And he gets so much shit, you know? He just goes through so much.
I know.
And so just like, give him that little bit, you know? He was just buried in a safe earlier that day and now he's got this. So that's nice.
I know.
And then it's like, oh, and, you know, guess who else is here? Like, we've got, well, Tyler walks in, and we were like, wait, is Tyler dead?
This literally happened. I turned to you, and I was like, wait, Tyler's alive, right? Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, yeah.
And he's like, hey, Care.
And the reason I forget about that is because, like, Tyler, are you on Vampire Diaries, or are you on the originals? Because I don't understand. Are you in the bayou somewhere?
Where is Tyler?
Tyler, where are you? We're hearing from our fans that you're in the garden, which is an originals term, which means he's, like, locked away in some whatever. And now on Vampire Diaries, I'm seeing you here, so...
Tyler, so where are you?
Tyler, where are you? Like, hashtag where's Tyler?
Hashtag where is Tyler? Well, Tyler right now is in Damon Salvatore's house.
Right.
And he's just like, so nonchalant. Like, the last time you saw Caroline, you broke her heart. Why do you need to be here for Catherine to die? You aren't even that close to Catherine.
I'm sorry. Hey, Care. That's the line. Hey, Care.
So, whatever.
Yeah, but Caroline, you know what? You do your damn thing, girl, because you pick that leaf out of your hair and you say, hey, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
Winky face. I just... had sex with your enemy. So F you, Tyler.
Yeah,
and
because
F you again. Like, loved it.
He literally chose to go after Klaus over Caroline. And guess what? Klaus gets Caroline. I mean, it just is so funny to me.
Okay, I need to know, going back, are we going to see Klaus and Caroline ever again?
Yeah. Like, I don't think anytime soon. I don't think again this season, but I do think eventually she'll be back. She'll be on the originals. I don't think he's coming back to the Vampire Diaries.
I guess beggars can't be choosers, and I really do feel like a beggar because I am begging you.
Julie.
Please. I need them together. But, okay, as long as I know that eventually it will happen. I'm okay. I'll wait. This was enough to tide me over.
Oh, it was definitely enough. And it also makes me reconsider everything on the originals for, like, Klaus's character.
I know.
But my ultimate of this evening, honestly, he's been one of my favorite characters forever, was Alaric. And his relationship with Damon just, like, kills me. It's just so sweet. And
I know.
They, cheers, buddy. And he's like, cheers, bud. I was like,
because nobody gets to Damon like that. And, like, they really have this friendship, and it's awesome, and Alaric being there. Especially because we saw Jenna, and I was like, wow, are we really not going to see Alaric? Like, this is kind of strange. But then, of course, and it just makes us realize also, as fans of the show, that the cast all has such a strong relationship. You know, everyone was asked back. Or at least that I can think of. There was nobody that they were like, that was written off the show because they didn't like, you know. This is just such a strong group of actors. Mm-hmm. And they're so talented. And they seem like awesome people.
Well, they were live tweeting. And Nina put up a picture of, like, almost all of the cast at her house watching the show together. So they obviously are their own little family. And seeing them all in that room for that, like, one scene was so sweet. But it's so funny to think, oh, wait, no, Elena's not there. She's upstairs.
Yeah.
Apologizing to Catherine. Not apologizing, but we see Catherine downstairs. We think she's dead, and then, whew, not dead.
Not dead.
She was dead for a second.
And she's back
then she
alive.
Came back.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she's telling her, I had this whole speech for you, but really, I just wanted to tell you I forgive you.
Right.
And then Catherine's her tough self, and then finally says, you know,
thank you
for forgiving me. Right before she decides to steal Elena.
Thank you for forgiving me. Grabs her face. I lock up, whatever.
She starts spewing some stuff and we don't know what she said.
And then all I could write down was, what?
Yeah, no, I was like, wait, Catherine's Elena now? Like, wait, like, why? How? What?
But I do have to give you guys credit at home because, honestly, I maybe got like 20 tweets and on our YouTube and whatever about the fact that everybody was like, I have a feeling that Catherine's coming back in Elena's body.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're going to be, that Catherine is a traveler in Elena's body. And damn, you guys are good because that is exactly what happened.
Yes.
Now, here is where we're confused and here's where hopefully you guys at home can help us out. So, what I don't understand is if Nadia and Catherine didn't talk about this before, then why when Nadia calls Catherine to confirm...
She's so cool with it.
She was like, the plan worked, you know? When did they make this plan? And, I mean, is there something I'm missing or are we on the same page right now?
No, I was very confused because I truly thought that she was telling Nadia, like, I'm not going to do this. And but then now it makes so much more sense that the reason they need the doppelganger blood and all of that. And, you know, she basically goes into Elena, who is her doppelganger.
Why did they need Stefan's doppelganger?
I don't know. So, like, it's also confusing to me. And I wish somebody would just be like, this is why. But they're not going
Maybe
to do
that. Maybe
you
guys are that somebody.
Yeah, let us know if you do because iTunes, YouTube, wherever. Make sure if you go on iTunes, you rate and comment and just tell us because there's so much going on. Like, I can't understand also what they're saying. You know what Nadia was saying and what Catherine was saying when they were speaking Czech. So
oh my God, if you speak Czech.
Yeah, tell us what they were saying. No, definitely.
I still speak Czech, but I didn't watch the episode.
Next time we're going to have him translate for us.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay, yeah, we're going to do that, guys. Next time we're going to have him translate. But so we don't really know what's happening, so I'm just wondering if this really was truly a plan or if now that it worked, Catherine's like, oh, cool.
Also,
did you see the way she looked in the mirror? She's like, ooh, I'm hot again.
Literally looking at herself, and I almost wanted her to make some comment like, thanks, Elena, for like upkeeping my bod or something.
Yeah, she's like, I'm Elena Gilbert.
I know. And it's so crazy how Nina can just switch it like that to that, and you always know whether she's Elena or Catherine, and or Catherine being Elena. It's crazy.
And somebody tweeted me, and they're like, well, I guess she won't have to do as many outfit changes anymore. It's very true when you're in the one body.
But she'll still have as much airtime.
She's got a hard job though playing two people. I mean, that's tough.
Her and Paul, oh my God.
Yeah, and on such different spectrums too.
I know. But what fun for an actress, you know, that's like every actor's dream. So.
But so we're left kind of just saying, what? Like what? So let's hop into predictions. Like what do we think is gonna happen?
Okay.
And now you're AfterBuzz TV.
It's hard. These previews, they go so freaking fast, man.
And they don't show you anything.
Yeah, so here's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
Once Mia does the spell, Elena's gone.
Right.
So if Mia completes the spell, Elena's gone. Nadia wants Catherine's body, which makes me assume that in order for Mia to complete the spell, they need Catherine's body. Damon and Stefan both won't give her the body. So I think that maybe Damon and Stefan catch on and know that Catherine's in Elena's body. I mean, do you think that they figure it out or do you think that they don't know?
No, I think they have to figure it out because she's going to go missing. Catherine's dead. Nadia's vying for this body. There has to be a reason.
Right. And they always, even if it takes them a little bit, they always are able to tell if it's Elena or if it's Catherine. So
exactly. And so I'm really hoping it's a one episode thing. Like, I hope it just doesn't work. But I think it'll probably play out over two episodes.
But are we ever going to get them in two separate bodies again?
Yeah, I think so. I think Catherine's going to end up in a different body or Catherine's going to end up in her old body somehow. I don't know. I don't really get it. But now is she a vampire? Like, is she a vampire again? I mean, she's in Elena's body. Elena's a vampire. Like, what does that mean?
Like, why don't you have all the answers for me?
I don't know.
I just don't understand why you don't know everything.
I'm sorry. I apologize, Roxy.
Wait, maybe we have the dagger coming.
Well, the dagger will kill Catherine. If somebody were to stab Elena with Catherine in her, it would kill her. Right? Or it would take her out? It would do something to her. Because that's how they killed Gregor or whatever
right.
his name was.
Right.
I don't know. But so anything else?
Who has the dagger right now? Do the Travelers have the dagger or does Matt still have the dagger?
I think they have it.
Okay.
Because that's how they killed Gregor and the...
Okay.
I don't know. But what I do think is going to happen is that's going to play out over one or two episodes. We're going to get Elena back, obviously. I think we're still going to get Catherine back. I don't know in what form. I kind of would like to see her in a different person's body, but I would just... I love the way Nina plays that character. It would be very, very hard for someone else to replicate.
Right. I'm enjoying Nadia as a character, and I didn't want to see Catherine in Nadia's body You know, as we said, we love Nina, and I'm liking Nadia. So,
yeah.
Not liking Nadia as in I like her. Liking her as in she's interesting for the show.
Yeah.
Do I like her? No.
Cray-cray. We don't like Nadia. We think she's crazy. She does a great job, though.
I think all the Travelers are crazy. I think the difference between a Traveler and a witch is that the Travelers are the crazier ones, and that's harder to do than
yeah, exactly.
Anything.
But so I think outside of that, my only prediction is I think Damon and Elena are going to reconcile, and it's not going to be, like, a huge thing, but I think it is going to be something.
Any Bonnie, Jeremy?
Nothing right now. I just don't see anything with that plot line happening right now. But then again, they always blow our minds with what they do, so
Any Matt predictions?
No, I think something big is coming. There always is something big, you know,
Something's coming towards
the end of the season. Like, last season it was Silas and all of that. Something's coming. Something we have to overcome. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've seen Matt with a love life, though, so.
I would love to see him with someone.
Maybe we're getting somebody new.
Who knows? But, guys, keep the conversation going on Twitter. You can tweet us here at AfterBuzz at AfterBuzzTV, and you can tweet myself at Paige Sell.
At Roxy Stryer.
Thank you guys for watching the 100th episode, and we will see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.